Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Got a good show lined up for you this morning. Later on in the program, we'll talk women's suffrage, 100th anniversary of that, with the Riley County Historical Museum and Curator of Design, Alana Parker. She'll join us around 9:35 this morning. We're going to start things off, though, first talking education. And joining us via telephone this morning, on the other side of the glass, we have USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed joining us via telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And on my side, we have school board member Daryl Eady. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to talk to you both. And talking with Daryl here before the show, and Eric, apologize, we haven't communicated yet, but wanted to just kind of start things off here a little bit, talking some good news in the district before we get into all the agenda items here tonight. And I did see a message come through yesterday. Teachers of the Year were announced yesterday.
Yeah, really excited about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Daryl,
if you want to chime in on
okay.
that.
Okay, I can hit it. Congratulations to our 2021 Teacher of the Year, Ashley Eckleberry. She's the special education teacher at Northview Elementary, and Adam O'Neill, world history teacher at Manhattan High School East Campus.
All right.
Hope you heard all that.
yes, indeed. And Eric, you want to chime in a little bit about their work here in the district?
Oh, you know what? They're just great people. They're great people. You want to have on your team. Everybody speaks so highly of them. So I really appreciate Ashley and Adam. They work hard. I mean, they just work hard for their kids and the people in the district. So just grateful to have them on our team.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year for teachers, I know, because school year was cut a little short as far as traditionally serving the education, I suppose. But you know, it's great to see those kind of honors coming through. Any other good news that you'll be sharing with the school board tonight?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think people are working hard and doing the best they can in a really rough situation. You know, our continuous learning plan continues to go forward with the bumps and bruises that come along the way. But I think what I'm seeing out of this more often than not is how much our people care about their students and how much the students care about the staff as well. And they actually miss each other when they get taken away. And that's pretty cool to sit back and watch.
Yeah, Daryl, any comments on that?
No, I mean, I think, I see it from the other side since I have a student in the district. So I get to see all the work and stuff that she gets to do and some of the stuff they're presenting in that level, and I know the teachers are doing the best they can in a very difficult situation. I've talked to a couple of kids in the elementary. One of them took home their work, and their dog ate half of it, but we were able to get that recovered pretty quickly for them. And everybody's trying to pitch in and do what they can. The parents are having to step up and do a little bit more than they're used to, and we really appreciate all they're doing. As well, and all the meals that are going out that Stephanie and her group is going. I mean, it's incredible the work they're doing. I'm glad to see we're trying to do something that makes it a little safer for them.
You know, the old excuse, the dog ate my homework, that's actually a legitimate excuse these days, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard that one before. I don't know.
well, definitely interesting times for sure, and not ideal, obviously, to do it this way, but overall, the last couple of weeks, would you say that, Eric, that the learning, the continuous learning program is going about as good as it could?
I think it is. I think it's continuing to get better. I think things are getting refined. I think messages are getting there. I think at the very beginning, too, we're just sending out a lot of communications, and when parents are getting a lot of communications from elementary, middle school, high school, if you've got kids spread out, it was a lot. You know, I'll just tell you, I had a high schooler and a middle schooler, and the amount of emails I was getting just for that was tremendous, and I'm in the system, I understand. I think it's pretty overwhelming for everybody at the beginning, and I think everybody's catching their breath a little bit across the board, teachers, parents, students, everybody's going to get a little better at this as we move forward.
And I'm not sure if there's been any announcements made yet as we get closer to it here, but summer school will be here before you know it. Is that going to be, has that been even discussed yet, what that's going to look like?
We've kind of talked about waiting on to see what the governor does when the stay-home order expires this weekend. So we didn't want to kind of presume things that might get shut down later on, but we are going to have to make some decisions, and we were just going to wait for that order to come down or not come down before we make our decisions.
I see. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about what will be discussed here tonight with the school board. From what I'm reading here, Sam's got a preview story written, and part of that will include the early learning restructuring. Eric, do you want to start with that?
Sure. You know, early learning's kind of its own department. We try to fit it in with the K-12, but they follow a little different set of rules. And because of the bond issue and going down to two facilities eventually in the future, they wanted to reorganize their, basically the structure of their system to kind of set up and support that moving into the future. So really it's not a cost issue or anything. It's kind of just shuffling positions around and responsibilities around to get them where they needed to get them to serve the kids the very best. And this is kind of a future move. This will work really well when we get down to our two buildings.
All right. Daryl, any comments there?
No, I just think, you know, you're going from, I think, what we have, six facilities down to two. You're going to have some crossing over and different things going on that you need to have a plan of action. And a lot of that's what this is. It's just a plan of action, what we're going to do going forward.
Boy, the construction's going pretty well, it looks like, over there at the College Hill building on Kimball.
Yep, I remember going by
one day, and there's just, you know, hardly anything there but that little old original building, and now you go by, and there's a great big huge building there. And so that's what we were hoping for, and that's what we're excited to see. We actually have a couple of bids coming up for projects we were able to combine, it looks like, this year because of, you know, the schools being closed early and having an open window and pricing being what it is, we're going to get a couple things taken care of.
Eric, how far along is progress on that building?
Well, College Hill's set to get finished this fall. They're a little bit ahead of schedule, but it's also pretty early in the process to say we're definitely ahead of schedule.
Gotcha.
So I think they were set to finish up on the original construction schedule around the 1st of November.
All right. And hopefully things go well here. You'll be moving into that here in the fall, depending on what the situation is with the health crisis right now. As far as other new business tonight, there's some information here about some of the other projects going on in the district, correct, Eric?
Yeah, we've got a GMP, or guaranteed maximum price, coming up for our Lee School project. So some revamping of the drop-off and pick-up and front parking lot. So we're bringing that forward to the board of ed tonight. A couple weeks early, like Daryl was saying, we kind of get a little extended summer. We'll probably actually start that right when school would have generally got out instead of waiting a couple weeks. So getting a head start is always a good thing, because hopefully we can be wrapped up in August and hopefully back to normal.
All right. Daryl, any additional comments here?
No, not really. I mean, we try to see what silver lining we can in a really tough situation. And this is one of those silver linings. We're able to get more work done while we're closed down a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll add in the middle school started their demolition early, you know, about 4 weeks earlier than they were planning on doing. So hopefully we can get some of that interior work done over the summer with a little more reasonable time frame than the one we were looking at ahead of before.
Again, we're talking USD 383, Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, and Board Member Daryl Eady joining us here this morning. About time to take our break. We'll do that. Coming on the other side of the break, we'll talk about some of the other items here, including unused vacation leave and other issues related here to the coronavirus. Plus, we'll get into donations and grants coming up second half of this segment. Stay tuned. InFocus continues after this.